Blog Talk Radio.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You've heard about it. You've read about it. You've talked about it. And now you found it. This is Alan Smith's Ask the Trucker Live on Blog Talk Radio, the largest radio social network in the world, with your hosts Alan and Donna Smith, focusing on driver health, careers, regulations, and the important issues facing the industry. It's time to shut down that big rig, sit back, and come join the conversation. Ask the Trucker Live begins right now.
Christmas is the time of year when we open our hearts to those less fortunate than ourselves. Many within the trucking community will need a little help this year. You can make Christmas for a fellow driver's family a little bit brighter by helping the Truckers Christmas Group. Visit truckerschristmasgroup.org to make a donation, nominate a family, or buy a gift from the online store. All the proceeds stay within the trucking community. To help with this year's fundraising drive, please visit truckerschristmasgroup.org.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Ask the Trucker Live on Blog Talk Radio. Our show tonight is truckers coming to the aid of fellow truckers during the TCGO Christmas campaign. And I'm Donna Smith, your host, and with me tonight is Tom Kirk. He's going to be my co-host. He's filling in for Alan tonight. So, hey, Tom, welcome to the show, and thanks for co-hosting with me tonight.
Thank you so much, Donna. I've got some big shoes to fill tonight, trying to fill in for not. Well, let's try this again. I've got some big shoes to fill, trying to fill in for Alan.
Well, let me just tell people, among many things that Tom Kirk does, and what is your the name of your group, Tom?
Well, I run the website or blog Road-Tested Living, which is semi-active at the moment. Because I've been putting a lot of my efforts the last 6 months or so into helping Truckers Christmas Group get some processes and a whole bunch of things a little bit better set up this year to work with groups like yourself for the Christmas season. And that's been a lot of time and effort been going into that.
Well, yeah, and you're the PR media coordinator for the Truckers Christmas Group, correct?
Well, that's one of my titles, but according to Mark, our president, my official title is PR slave.
Okay, well, I know how that
pretty
is.
Much they look at me and says, make it happen, and I go, yes, sir, or in the case of Idella, yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, you and I have a very similar job.
Pretty much. It's like they tell us we want this done, and you figure out how to do it.
Exactly. And also, you're riding team now with the president and founder of the Truckers Christmas Group, Mark Abraham, who is also
The president, but I'm not sure if he's officially the founder. No, I just got the confirmation he is not the founder.
Oh, who is the founder? I thought he was the founder.
Well, that's a good question, Mark. Who's the founder?
Greg Manchester.
Okay.
Morgan McFarley. Maggie Reason, her last name has changed.
Okay. But you are the president. So the founder's Greg Manchester. Okay. And a few of other names that you mentioned. So, all right. Well, welcome. I know Idella's there also. And of course she also has a big part in this every year. And I look forward to doing this show every year with you guys. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of good for the industry and for people. And, you know, I'm really grateful that yous are all here. I just want to say, you know, before we begin the show, that truckers are fighting right now for all kinds of things. And, you know, there's the ELD mandate, and they're still trying to stop that, including this petition by SBTC. Which is actually in progress to suspend the electronic logging device, calling on the White House. to what they're directing the USD DOT to act on NHTSA findings to suspend it. And we also have the fight for driver wage reform and confusion over California's AB5 regarding the classification of leased on owner operators. And there are many, many more things that drivers are fighting for right now. However, we're going to put it all aside tonight and discuss things on a personal note. Truckers who are actually fighting for something even more important to both themselves and their families, their personal challenges, which have them in some pretty stressful and dire situations. So here's the good news. The Truckers Christmas Group, along with help from all of us, including our Love Trucking musicians, they stepped up to the plate. And they're going to help these families. We're all going to help these families. And the amount of work that the Truckers Christmas Group does all year to make this thing come together is incredible. And behind the scenes, nobody sees. But trust me, I know what it is because I'm a behind-the-scene type of person myself, and it takes a lot of work to pull this off. So we're really grateful to everybody. You're an inspiration. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from one of our trusted sponsors. And for all you owner-operators out there looking to purchase a truck, Lone Mountain is the only place Alan recommends. And here's why.
You're listening to Ask the Trucker Live with Alan Smith on Blog Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Alan and Donna will be right back.
Hey everybody, Alan Smith here. Have you been driving a big rig for a while now and considering starting your own business as an owner-operator? Well, Lone Mountain Truck Leasing offers the best lease purchase plan in the industry. With a small down payment and monthly payments around $1,000 or less, you make the monthly payment, and when the final payment is made, they hand over the title. It really is that simple. There is no big balloon payment at the end, and secondly, the truck is yours, not a lease plan under one truck and company. So if becoming an owner-operator is your goal, do it the right way. Do it the best way. Contact Lone Mountain Truck Leasing on the web at lonemountaintruck.com or give them a call toll-free at 866-512-5685. That's lonemountaintruck.com.
This is Ask the Trucker Live with Alan Smith. To be a part of the program, call in now at 347-826-9170. Skype users can call in by clicking on the Skype button on our show page. To be a sponsor of the show, email Donna at info@askthetrucker.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, and tonight we have a show dedicated to helping truckers in need during our Christmas holiday season. If you didn't pick up that number in the commercial, to call in, it's 347-826-9170. If you have questions, this usually is a kind of show that a lot of people are listening, but, you know, you might have a question, or if you're listening on the Internet, because a lot of people listen on the Internet, but then they want to call in. So, again, the number is 347-826-9170. And, again, I'm Donna Smith and my co-host Tom Kirk, and we're going to talk about the great work of the Truckers Christmas Group and how for 11 years they've helped a lot of truckers and their families. So with Tom and I tonight, we've heard already from Mark Abraham, and let's just start the show. Where do we begin, Tom? I'm going to hand this over to you. Where do you want to start?
Well, I guess a good place probably to start is sort of at the beginning. And it was in 2008, Truckers Christmas Group got started, and a driver was having a really good year by the name of Wayne Horkman, and he's kind of like, I've got an extra $500. I want to help a family. And he put this out on one of the trucking message boards groups, and a lot of other people said, you know what, we've had a good year too. We really want to help some drivers. And that's really kind of what started this whole thing. And since then, some other drivers have said, we want to make this a yearly thing. And it has grown into being the nonprofit organization that Truckers Christmas Group is today. And really, it's real simple what we try to do. We try to identify drivers in their families who have fallen on hard times. That may be a situation where maybe through no fault of their own, the truck has broke down and the driver just maybe needs a little pick-me-up to give him some hope or his family some hope. There's some hope out there. But really probably where the bulk of our situations come are from families that have medical situations. You know, one of the stories from last year, we had a father who was trying to help his older son that had some serious medical issues. They were in the process of buying a wheelchair van, and then he got extremely sick and was unable to work. And we were able to give them a little bit of help. And so, you know, a lot of times these are families that have an issue that's underlying, and then somebody gets sick, or maybe the truck breaks down, or something else happens. And it just, you know, they're coming into Christmas going, you know, how are we going to pay bills? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And they really don't know. And sometimes it really is a choice between paying the light bill and putting Christmas dinner on the table for some of these families. And that's what we're here to try to do, is try to help them out and make things a little bit better for the families. And I know Idella has said this many times, is once you listen to some of these families and their stories and just their sheer appreciation of what's done for them, you're hooked. It's hard to do this. Right. She got me hooked on this 2 years ago by nominating a friend. And next thing I knew, Mark had dragged me into being a volunteer. I'm one of the voluntolds of Christmas Group. I was told I would volunteer.
Yeah, right. But it's an enjoyable volunteering. Hey, Tom,
really
before,
is.
I just want to tell you, I'm getting a bunch of people jumping on the show.
Not a problem.
And I forgot to say when I put the number out to call in, if you want to be on the show, you have to click 1 on your keypad. I forgot to say that. So the number to call in is 347-826-9170. But then if you want to ask a question or you want to tell a story or share an experience, you got to click 1 on your keypad. Okay, I just had to say that because I forgot. Okay.
Now, I kind of gave the basis of who we are and what we do and why we do it, and we can go through some of the other ways we help and people can help in a minute, but why don't we open up the phone lines down here to some of the people who've called in, because I know – well, actually, let me say one more thing before we open the phone lines, because I think I know who some of the people are.
Nobody's putting their hand up, so I guess they're all just listening. I don't recognize any of the numbers.
Andy Taylor, Bill, et cetera, if you're listening, please press 1. But the thing is we had a bunch of trucking musicians this year that we were having some conversations with Bill Weaver, Ken Freeman, and some of the others, and they're like, you know, we really like what you're doing. How can we help? And we said, you know, we'd just be happy if you just got the word out. If you want to do a little bit more, that would be great. So Ken Freeman, Bill Weaver, and a bunch of the others started working together to put this together. And people like Keith Sampson, Mandy Jo Fahiro were both winners of the Truckers Talent Search, among many others, are just all coming together to help. And they're putting together little videos that tell what we're trying to do and why this is important. Some of them are donating CDs or other things that we'll be selling in our store very, very soon. And the outpouring from some of these people, I have an advantage over everybody else. I'm usually the first person that gets to see the videos that they're sending us to us to get put up. And they have really poured their heart and their souls into this. I just recently saw Mandy Jo's and Keith Sampson's, and they'll be launched here very, very soon. And all I can say is you're in for a treat in more ways than one with both of what those two people have done. They just really have really went out of their way to help the group and the whole team, and there's a bunch of people. There's Taylor Barker, and I hate to mention names because I know I'm going to forget somebody. So if you are one of the trucking musicians and I forgot to mention your name, please forgive me. Mea culpa. Tell Idella and she'll beat me up later.
I have somebody who's got their hand up, Tom. I know you can't
see
the dashboard.
Sure, let's find out who it is.
Okay, hold on. It is area code 386. Who do we have here? Hello?
Hello.
Area code 386?
Yeah.
Is that you, Ken?
Hi. This is Wild Bill.
Who is this?
This is Wild Bill. Can you hear me?
Who's Wild
You're
Bill?
Up a little bit on my end, Rob. I'm Wild sorry. Bill. Or Wild Bill.
Yeah, I heard about this. Exactly what are y'all doing in donations and all that to help these families?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, there's a website, and hold on. I'm going to go to it right now.
I can give it to you right now. It's truckerschristmasgroup.org. And on that website, there is a direct donation button because we are a 501c3. But we also have a Christmas store where various individuals donate handmade items, as well as companies such as OPS1, Pittsburgh Power, Trucker Stick, and others donate products for us to sell. So you can actually go there, maybe buy a product you want to get as a gift for a friend and help a great charity like Trucker's Christmas Group. And then you can also, from that website, if you know a family or a driver who's fallen on some hard times and could use a bit of a pick-me-up this year, you can nominate them right on that website as well.
Yeah, let me just tell Bill.
Okay.
If you go to truckerschristmasgroup.org, it's such a clean and well-created site that everything you want to know is right under the picture of the big truck with the Christmas tree, and it says it has the button for donate, it has the button for the Christmas store.
Where's y'all store at?
It's online.
Where's the store?
It's an online store.
It's an online store, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got a button to volunteer, to nominate a trucking family. It's got, it's a contact us. And if you want to be a Gold Family sponsor. So it's so well done for the top. Anything you want to know is right in that menu under the big truck. And we're going to go through some of that tonight. But, did that answer your question?
Me and my wife, I'm a truck driver, on operator. But I got my wife into another business that we grew very large over the last 5 years, and we do a liquidation. We buy and sell products that are returned to stores.com, stuff like that, that never get delivered. They come back and they basically throw it in the trash, and it's actually brand new products.
Yeah. That's horrible. Wow, they actually throw them out?
Walmart, Sears. Yeah, if it leaves the store, it never goes back in. It goes off to the side, and it's sold as salvage, is what they do.
Oh.
And we get time. I got 500 ACs, I got pop-up tents, I got toys, I got everything. You know, we buy by the truckload is what we do when we do it.
Oh, would you be interested in putting that in the store?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what we were trying to see what we can donate to help out. We donate every truck.
If you would like to help out with some of that stuff, I'm going to give you an email address here, media@truckerschristmasgroup.org. Mark and I, Mark's the president, and like I said, I'm the PR flunky. We monitor that account 24 hours a day. If you want to email us there, one of us will get back to you. We can talk about maybe ways we can work together.
All right, that'll
work. You on Facebook, Bill?
Yes, I am.
Well, let me see if we're friends. I'm going to look it up right now.
William Wild Bill Henley. Yeah, H-E-N-L-E-Y.
Is Wild and Bill two separate words? Here you are. I got you right away.
Hey, Bill, if you don't mind me asking, are you related to Jason Henley by any chance?
Could be. Ain't a whole lot of us out there.
Okay. Because the reason why I'm asking, he's one of the trucking musicians who's helping us this year. He was in the Overdrive Truckers Got Talent contest down in Dallas this year. So I was just wondering if this is going to end up maybe being an old home night tonight. So.
Wild Bill, this is Idella. Yeah. I have just sent you a friend request.
Yeah, I sent you a friend request too. Yeah. So.
Okay.
I'm looking at your page. It says, truck driving is not a crime. Stop treating us like criminals. Is that the page, Bill?
Yeah, I like that.
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
You're probably getting a lot of friend requests right now there, Wild Bill, so.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get some.
Okay, awesome. I see Mandy on here, but she doesn't have her hand up. Let's see. Oh, yeah, her hand's up now. Go ahead.
And I also know if you – let me look up the number. What the last – Greg's area code? We had it here a second ago. Look up on this place.
His area code 416.
If you see a 416 area code, Idella, that's Greg Manchester.
Okay, 416. I don't see 416 on this list, but I'll keep my eye out. I'm going to open up Mandy's line now. She's got her hand up. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just sitting here listening to you guys, perusing the Christmas store on the website, and I already picked out all the things that I want for Christmas, so I'll give them to my husband so he can get them for me.
Well, you know, I was going to ask about the Christmas store. I was looking for, I don't see the musician albums or things.
They're coming because one of the things that happens with our store, and let me explain this to everybody here, is sometimes we'll know certain products are coming, but because some of these are coming from drivers, we need pictures of the items that we can put up on the store. So in the case of like some of the drivers, they may be wanting to autograph them. So they have to get to a point where they can autograph the CDs, take a picture of them and send them to us. And until we have that picture of the final product, it does not go in the store. So I know Bill Weaver, I believe, and Mandy, forgive me if I throw you under the bus on this one. I believe Mandy Joe, as well as Ken Freeman, and I think Keith Sampson are all confirmed as of this moment. And we have a couple more surprises that will dole out throughout the evening, too.
Well, I have a list of names of people who are being a part of this drive this year. I have Bill Weaver, Paul Marhoefer, Taylor Barker, Mandy Joe. I'm not going to try the last name. Is it Pinheiro?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Jason Henley, Tony Justice, Ken Freeman, Keith Sampson. And there was also the group that was, let me think, if I can't
the
think
Stone
of.
Creek 4.
That's it. That's it. They were so good at GATS. And they're also a part of this drive. Okay, more people are coming on, so I have to tell them, if you want to be a part of the show or you have a question or a story you want to share, just click one on your keypad. And that kind of tells me you want to be on the show.
Now, Mandy, I'm going to throw you under the bus if you don't mind. I know you heard about this, I think, through Ken. Why don't you tell people why you decided to participate?
It just sounds like a very cool thing that you guys are doing. I would sure appreciate it if I were down and out and needed some help, you know, to provide a Christmas. It's just a very cool thing. Why wouldn't you want to be part of a very, very cool thing? And the fact that it's gone on. Here's two things that when deciding upon this, because I hadn't heard much about this at all. And when I did hear about it, I saw two things. One, you guys have been doing it for, what is this, 12? This is the 12th year?
Yes. The 12th Christmas season.
Okay.
11th year of the 12th Christmas season.
That and one of my heroes, Idella, is involved with it. So then that was a no-brainer. Yep, get involved.
Right.
Okay, Idella's sitting over here actually literally blushing a little bit. I'm going to make her blush a little more.
Well, here, wait, I want to make her blush a little bit more first. This blanket that I'm looking at on the store, did you make that, Idella, this quilt?
Yes, ma'am. The quilts come from me and my daughter, Rhonda. It comes from IR Quilting, Idella and Rhonda Quilting.
Wow. Are you getting that, Mandy?
IR Quilting, yes.
Okay.
Fabulous. You guys are very
talented.
That goes
along with I Am Trucking, right? I have I Am Trucking and IR Quilting.
Gotcha. Okay.
I see the 416 up here.
416, I'm trying to remember who that is. That should be Greg. But that would be Mr. Claus, as we call him.
Hold on, I'm going to check.
Maybe. But while you're checking on that, what I will do is I will say this to Idella. She is the reason why quite a few people over the last couple of years have joined Rutgers Christmas Group because of her passion and commitment. And when we see that, we get excited and want to be part of that. So Idella, she's one of our biggest cheerleaders behind the scenes.
Okay, well, I opened up Greg. And I want to – hi, Greg.
Hey, everyone. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Hey, Idella.
I want to just share with everybody, last year was a record-breaking year, am I correct, with the amount of nominations and donations? But
yes.
This year is supposed to be a big year of need. From everything we've read, who wants to share a little bit about, you know, that need this year and some of the hardships that we're facing, different families are facing?
Forgive the laughter, because I just started pointing at Idella. Idella pointed at Mark. Mark pointed at me, and then they both pointed at me. So,
and I was thinking you.
Oh, wow. It's four against yeah, this ain't fair. But one of the things that we started hearing, I would probably go with Mark being the president. A lot of times he'll get messages on Facebook or through email. And I would say probably starting as early as about a month and a half, 2 months ago, Mark was getting some questions about how do people apply and things like that. And talking to some other drivers that we're familiar with, we probably had the names of approximately 8 to 9 families as early as the Dallas Truck Show that may apply for this year. And then we started really pulling up some of the news stories that were in Google. And one of my go-to resources has actually been Business Insider, along with Overdrive and Truckers News. And when you see all the companies that are saying they're shut down, the problems that the owner-operators are having, the freight rates dropping, we're just looking at this and going, if we traditionally have a very high percentage of drivers that are having problems for medical and other needs, now we're seeing the trucking economy turning down. We all started kind of looking at each other and saying, we really got to make an extra effort this year to, one, get the word out, 2, get volunteers, and 3, raise funds. And that's one of the reasons we're here tonight with you, Donna, is to try to get this word out about everything
right.
That's going on and try to kind of tell people what's going on. Because when we look at the numbers, you know, last year we had 20-some odd applications, and we were able to help 16 families. And this year, I mean, if we're just looking at some of the things we're hearing, we're probably well over 10 to 12 potential nominations at this point. And so we're kind of looking, just going, we could actually see a record-breaking year, which is in some ways good, but in other ways it's bad, because it does show the condition of the industry at the moment.
Right, right. Well, I remember reading, I'm trying to find it now, Mark, you had said, you know, that you felt that this was going to be a tough year for people. There was like a few quotes. I think it's in our article also. What are you hearing, Mark?
Well, just the same things. There's, you know, companies going bankrupt and, you know, people getting laid off, losing their jobs.
And then there's illnesses too. I mean, we're talking people who you know are out of work and things like that. It's like very similar stories all year long, but maybe this year it just might be a little harder than others for the group.
And that is one of the heart-wrenching parts of this. Paul Mahlhofer last year pointed it. He listened in on the Santa call, and he pointed out to me that he was really surprised at the number of nominations that had compound issues. Like Tom mentioned, the family earlier, actually there were two boys, and both running around in the motorized wheelchair things, so he already had a pretty heavy load with that, and then you have another problem compounding on top of that, and we really get some heart-wrenching stories.
Well, we have, I just saw, I'm pretty sure it's, yep, I'm sure it's Bill Weaver, and he's got his hand up, and I was going to tell his story, but I think I'm going to let him tell his story. Hold on. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, we're doing good. We're just sharing all the information about the group, and, you know, we wrote about it's a funny story about the song you wrote last year about, you know, truckers saving Christmas, and then it turned out to be a kind of a true story. So you guys made the video, but I'm going to let you tell it because I'm sure you're going to tell it a lot better than I can.
Well, do you want the story about the explosions and the people dying, or do you want the real story? You need me to.
I know that's unusual for you, but let's just try the true story for a change.
Oh, man, you had my mouth open here. I'm like, what?
No, I'll tell you, it's just funny. I started writing that, and I actually started a few years ago, and I thought, how funny would it be if Santa had to deal with all this ridiculous regulation that we deal with?
Right.
And it just started from there, and we just kept going. And, of course, Tom Kirk, Robert Green, a bunch of us, we're on the phone back and forth all day, every day. And you glean these little tidbits of information. And I thought, how funny would it be for them to shut Santa down, the truckers come in and bail out Christmas, and then we get the gibbet back on DOT at the end, which giving them the reindeer poop in their stockings. I don't want to say nothing too bad about it, because law enforcement gets such a bad rap anymore. I don't want to sound like I'm attacking individual officers out here, because they've got a job to do just like we do. And we just turned it into a fun song. Carol Ann sit here, and I sit here, and we run back and forth, and we bounce ideas off each other, and somehow turn it into a song. I don't know how to describe it other than that. Just fun, just something. And we wanted something kids could go to school, that if they went to school singing it, the worst word in that song is reindeer poop. And I thought, I don't want to be the cause of some little child getting suspended out of kindergarten for singing a Bill Weaver song. So, because if you heard the original version of it, probably a kindergartner don't need to be singing. But we turned it into reindeer poop, so... just turns out funny in the end. I think DOT could laugh at it, and truckers can laugh at it, you know. Some driver.
Well, then you turned it into a video.
And let me kind of jump in there. Bill and I were talking about it, and I'm going to – Greg, get ready. You're about ready to get run over by the sleigh. Last year, I told Bill, he said, you're not going to believe this. We were on a call giving families, telling them the good news that they're going to get money, and Santa actually got pulled in for an experience with the DOT. I'm going to actually let Greg tell that story.
No, we were in the middle of the call. I just left Montreal and headed back into Ontario. I hit that first scale coming into Ontario, and sure enough, don't the lights come on? And I mean, I'm usually fairly lucky along that 401. I might get stopped twice a year, and they just happened to pick that night. But we got in, we got it all done, walked away with flying colors, and got back on the phone and got a few more families nice and happy for Christmas.
Oh, and for everybody listening that doesn't know, this was the night that they actually called up the people to tell them they got their money. So, you know, I've been on one of those calls, and they're very emotional. So for Santa to be stopped, that's really ironic. I mean, so I could see where you two guys got the video. The video is really good. It's in – where can they find the video? I know we have it posted on Ask the Trucker in our article, but it's on YouTube.
You can find it on YouTube and Facebook. On Facebook, it's under the Truckers Christmas Group page. And on YouTube, it's under Bill Weaver Music. If you just do How the Trucker Saved Christmas on YouTube, it will come up there, and it'll be the one that was posted within the last, you know, few days or so. And Bill and I got talking about this, and we said, you know, we really need to do something with this story and with your song. And basically, I got voluntold once again, hey, Tom, why don't you put together a video? So we put together that video for Bill and for Truckers Christmas Group. And I know there was actually four people I was really worried about. There was Mark and Idella, and there was Bill and Carol Ann. And everybody had approved it except for Carol Ann. And I think it was about 10 o'clock at night when I get a phone call, you're lucky. Carol Ann likes it.
Yeah. Mikey likes it, huh?
Just so somebody knows his microphone is open, there is squeaking in the background, and I don't know who it is.
It might be me, Tom. My headset's out in the truck. If it's me, let me know, and I'll run out there and grab it, try to engage it.
I can't. That could even be me, because I couldn't find my headset tonight, so I'm just using the phone.
Well, whoever was squeaking, just stop. So Idella wants to say thank you.
Thank you.
But I'll tell you all something. It's for Carol Ann and I, it's quite an honor to be part of this. Number one, I always say, being an American, there's certain things you do, but there's certain things you do as a human out here, and that's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer that we're all part of the grand design is to help your fellow man, regardless of what. If it means you do without something, or you do with a little bit less of something, you do that to help your fellow man. And I think, to me, that's what I gleaned from Truckers Christmas Group, is we're all out here trying to pay ahead. It might be one of us next year that needs help. We don't.
Right.
None of us on this call right now knows what tomorrow holds. And I just want to tell you all, thank you all for all you do, and thank you for letting me be a part of this. It's I'm so honored and enamored with what you guys have put together with this. I can't put it into words.
The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to throw Bill under the bus a little bit more. He doesn't know I'm getting ready to say this. Bill has been... He's real busy right now, as many of you know, putting together, I think it's two CDs plus everything else that he's doing. And he took some time to talk with me about this. And he says, you know, let's try and get some more of these trucking musicians involved. And him and Ken Freeman have just been tremendous on that. But there's this struggling artist out there who's fallen on some hard times that Bill Weaver's been trying to help out a little bit. Who is going to be helping Truckers Christmas Group some this year? I know we've got some CDs. I'll know the exact number sometime next week. But he had this really minor song called Hurricane. It's this guy called Leon Everett. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him. He had one or two small hits back in the 80s. But Bill introduced us to Leon. And when Leon heard our story, he said, let's make this happen. So thank you very much for Bill for that. You've been tremendous in introducing us to Mandy Joe and to a bunch of these others. And I don't know if Mandy Joe's still here, but Mandy, I don't want you to think that we do not appreciate what you're doing, because, you know, you bring a cheerfulness and light to this industry that really needs to be out there.
Yes, she's still here.
Yes, I'm still here.
But we don't want you to think that you're not important, Mandy Joe, because you really are.
She messaged me earlier needing pictures of me, And I sent her pictures of Bill Weaver sitting naked in a beanbag chair eating Cheetos, and she said, no, I was just needing pictures of you to minimize your seat. And so my bad. I'm sorry, Mandy.
Bill, why? Why? I have an image in my head now that I don't think there's enough bourbon in the state of Kentucky
you know
to
what?
Get rid
you
of.
You guys don't have an eraser big enough to erase that mental image.
No, we don't. but the other thing I also, it's been hinted at, I do want to point out, if anybody goes and looks at the store right now, you're only going to see about 15 or so items in there. Those are the ones that we know are currently in stock. Everything else should be coming on over the next 2 weeks. And even through the Christmas season, check back every couple days because we get more stuff in and out all the time. As people donate, as people sell, stuff rotates in and out. So just because you go here one day and like, oh, there's not much here, you could come in the next morning and Greg may have loaded on a whole bunch more stuff from sometime the night before during one of his breaks. So.
And Bill,
you know,
I understand you're going to put a CD
every couple of days on that store.
Bill, I hear you're going to put a CD up there.
I actually told Tom what I'm going to do. I'm not going to have the new CD done in time for this. It won't be out actually probably till mid-December, possibly even January. So I have two songs to complete. So what I'm going to do, my first two CDs, I'm donating two CD sets of both my first CDs, and we'll put them together, autographed. And and if we need to do more than that, guys, I'm wide open. I support this 100%. I support our fellow Americans and our fellow drivers. Whatever we need that Caroline and I can provide, it's the door's wide open. And I love the only regret I have about all this is I didn't know about it years earlier, so Caroline and I could be a part of it. I'm truly honored that you guys even want to allow me to be a part of this. So God bless
all
of you.
We're just so happy that you're on it. You know, one of the other things that we have to bring up to our listeners is not only donations, but you need volunteers. That's the word. The word wouldn't come to my mind. Volunteers. And if you can explain the different kind of volunteers that are needed, because I think there's a lot of people that would really want to be a part of that. Who wants to take that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to take that. This is Idella. We need volunteers of all types. We need social media volunteers to help us. Twitter, Instagram, is that the word?
That's one of them, yeah.
Facebook, to share all of this, even on LinkedIn. We also need volunteers to help us when the nominations coming in. We need volunteers to come in on the phone calls and help us vet the nominators and the nominees. What's the word?
Nominee.
Yes, ma'am. And then in that, we would like some of those that help us vet to also be what we call voting volunteers. We desperately need more voting volunteers that will give us a diverse group. And like I said, we need vetting people to help us with the phone calls so that we can get different perspectives, different questions, different ideas. So there's a lot of ways that you can volunteer, and it won't cost you anything but a little bit of time and a phone call or two. And some of the phone calls are a bit lengthy. Once the nominations start coming in, it does run into the night. You have to be ready to give up a little bit of sleep. And in my case, you have to put up with my snoring. Thank you, Greg, Santa Claus, for that.
Quick correction here from the PR department. Idella Hansen does not snore. She purrs.
Yes, I don't snore. I purr. But we definitely need help in all spot. You know, we need products. We need people to help us share it. We need people to help us with the phone calls and help us to get the word out. So there's any number of ways that you can volunteer, and it won't cost you anything but a little bit of time. And if all you've got is the time to punch that little button to share, I would ask that anytime you share anything, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, that you put a word up the top of it when you add it, even if it's not related, some sort of word so that it can be counted.
And that's actually something that has just come up this week that's really, really important.
Okay, you have to explain that better. Are you talking about a hashtag TCGO?
Well, when you go and share on Facebook, what was that, Greg?
That was me. I was saying all this needs to be hashtag. That's imperative anymore on the net. We need to have a common hashtag that everybody uses for this because I want to be a part of this next year and the year after. We need to make it grow and grow and grow. So.
Well, how about TCGO? Is that a good hashtag?
That's one of the hashtags we're using this year.
Yeah, as long as we all use that consistently, it will link back to what we're doing. And that hashtagging right now, for my something better come along, but right now hashtagging is imperative.
Okay,
something else that's come up, and hashtagging is extremely important. Some of the hashtags we're using this year is TCGO, TCGO Christmas, TCGO, and fill in the blank of whichever of your favorite musicians is supporting us. So it could be Mandy Chopin Hero, Ken Freeman, Bill Weaver, etc. But the other thing we discovered this week, you also, up at the kind of top, when you go to share the post, you need to write a short message that does two things. One, it helps with the algorithm for the ranking to get it out to more people. But two, if you don't do that, at a certain point, Facebook starts considering us to be spam. And then they start blocking the ability of some people to either share or see this. And I actually got some messages this week about this. And that's one of the things we've kind of discovered is you need to make sure you put a message at the top of your post if you're going to share a post, because that really makes a huge difference with Facebook.
Well, most people.
And I really want to thank people for sharing us so much that this has actually been become a problem. So that is actually good news in a way, because it means we're really getting the word out there, and people like Mandy Joe and Ken and Bill and I am Paul and Taylor, and Taylor's done quite a bit too so far already, and I know I'm forgetting people, and once again my apologies to anybody who has been participating in this. In fact, if you're listening to this show and I've forgotten to mention your name or your company and you're online, just send me a message right now or press 1. You can yell at me. Or you can send a message to Mark or Idella. They're more than happy to smack me upside the head, as they've said several times tonight, if I forget stuff. But the point is, this is a team effort. We're trying to have fun. And without some of these people participating, you know, the fact that Bill and Mandy and some of the others have jumped on the way they have, we can see the numbers as we're tracking certain things, has really gotten the word out, and that has been a huge, huge help this year. We're very, very grateful to them for their hard work on that.
Well, I really appreciate all of you guys. I mean, I think what happens is when people, like everybody, it inspires one another to do more. So when you see one person doing it, say, wow, that's really great. And, you know, I want to do more too. And hopefully this will be a viral effect within the industry when they see this huge campaign going on. The one thing I wanted to ask is, I'm looking on Twitter, because we're big on Twitter and we use a lot of hashtags on Twitter. I know, Bill, you're on Twitter also, as well as Taylor. And,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
Tyler lives on Twitter.
Yeah, so if we can, hold on, let me see if I see his number. If he's here. No, I don't see him on this list.
Think he's in bed right now, guys, in his defense. I think he's driven since the early morning hours. He's probably on his 10-hour sleep break right now.
Okay.
Look,
well,
I know
he can always listen.
He really said he would try, but I didn't realize he's getting ready to go to bed, so he probably has fallen asleep.
Well, I'm trying. Are you guys, is the Truckers Christmas Group on Twitter?
Yes, the Truckers Christmas Group is on Twitter, and I'm going to turn that over to Mark. Actually, Mark's in the process of tweeting, twittering, twist-facing, whatever the technical term is.
I can't
term
find
is.
Them.
Right now. Mark, what is the our Twitter handle?
TCGO2014.
TCGO2014 is the official Twitter handle.
Okay, I'm going to find it right now. Yep, here it is. Okay, great. I got to follow you. Because I was typing in Truckers Christmas Group and it wasn't coming up. So it's at TCGO214, everybody. Give them a follow.
That's 2014. That's in 2014, the year.
Truckers. Oh, yeah. Who just put this up there?
You didn't say
online
the
zero
in there, but I want to make sure that was cleared out. I'm sorry.
What?
You missed a zero in there when you were repeating it the last time, so I wanted to make sure everybody knew that zero was important.
Okay.
Don't worry, Donna. We got it covered. We got it covered.
Okay. More people jumping on, everybody. If you want to be a part of the show, just click one on your keypad. We've got, who do we have? We've got Mandy with us. We've got Bill Weaver. We've got Tom and Idella, Mark, Greg. Did I miss anybody? Your lines are open. Just say it. Okay. I think I said everybody, because I just left everybody's line open. So we covered the products and the volunteers. Now we have sponsor a family. Who wants to explain what sponsoring an entire family means?
Well, Greg hasn't chimed in yet, so I guess I'll take it.
Okay.
Basically, we have a minimum amount that we give to the families each year, and we give more when we can. But the minimum amount is $500. So if you wanted to sponsor a family, then you would make a donation of $500, and that would get you on the gold list.
Okay. And then you have a banner that you can put up for your company, right? That you can send when you sponsor a family?
Absolutely. And people who donate product to our store, the companies that do, and the people who sponsor a family, we advertise them on the banner. So we try to make it a win-win situation to where we help them and they help us and everybody's getting help.
Okay, and that's a very rewarding thing, you know, to sponsor a family. But if you can't, and this is what we put out on Facebook today. We calculated we need 3,000 some odd people more to donate to reach the 20,000, and all they have to do is donate $5. Now we've got on all our trucking social media, I don't know, between 50 and 100,000, I don't know. I have to count them all up, but between all the pages and the Twitters and all like that. So can you imagine, you know, if everybody has $5, you just put it on, make a Christmas list, and then you add the name Truckers Christmas Group and put $5. And, I mean, in no time, we'd be reaching the goal and reaching more family. Because I have a feeling you're going to get a lot of nominations, which is what I want to get into in our next topic. But I think, you know, the gold sponsor is great, but there's a lot of power in numbers also. And I'm just going to make a plea out right now. If you're listening, and you can just stop, or the next time you stop, and pull up the Truckers Christmas Group, and right on that home page is the donation, and just put in $5. And can you imagine? It'll be 1, 2, 3 when we can reach that goal. And that's not even counting the store and everything else. I think the next thing I want. Go ahead, Bill.
Sorry, Donna. That's one thing I've always said. You know, no amount is too small. You know, we'll all walk into a truck stop, buy our buddy a coffee for a couple of bucks. If you've only got $2 to spare, hey, send it in. Every penny helps.
That's right. And
as you said, you know, the more, if we got 100,000 people each sending in a dollar, God, you imagine what we could do with that.
Exactly. I think some people are embarrassed. Oh, I only have $1 or $2 or $5. No, don't feel that way at all, because that's $1 more than nothing. And then if you get...
I put it slightly different, Donna. It's not $1 more than nothing. It's $1 more than we had 5 minutes earlier.
Right.
And that $1 might make the difference between being able to serve, let's just throw out a number, 20 families versus 21 families. Now,
sure.
That $1 could make a difference.
Because I really feel, and I like the fact that, you know, there's nothing on here that says how much, you know, each person donated or anything. So nobody sees anything. And if you send in your $1, then that, you know, that's good for you. And thank you. I hope we can do that.
And if you're nervous about donating on our website directly, you know, you can donate through Facebook on our Facebook page. You can donate through,
website.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Sorry. Yeah, we have a GoFundMe page also. So if you feel more secure going into, you know, one of those two options, that's welcome also.
Well, I felt very secure on the homepage. It asks you, here, I'm going to click on it. It asks you on the left-hand side, please donate, put your amount in, donate now, and it asks you if you want to do PayPal, which I love PayPal, and then it opens up to PayPal, or if you don't want to do PayPal and you want to do your credit card, but I felt very comfortable doing it that way, and, you know, it's very safe. GoFundMes are great. They do take a portion of the money, but if you do feel more secure on the GoFundMe, go ahead, or the Facebook page. You feel more comfortable with that, but I felt very confident with your homepage, the way you have it set up. The website is done very, very nice. It's easy, it's clean, and it's very easy to navigate. So whoever did this design, you did a really nice job.
That credit goes 100% to Greg.
That's Santa Claus is doing.
It did Santa do this?
Guys,
he did a nice job.
I don't mean to cut anybody off, but I believe Tyler Barker's in the house with us now.
Oh, hold on. Let me go look. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I can't. What's his area code? I have to go through this list of people.
I think 423, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and he's got his hand up, too. Hold on.
No, you don't pay no mind to him. He's always got his hand up. It's Tyler. Man, what do you expect? He's from East Tennessee. You can't put no value on that.
Well, he always makes me laugh. I got to open his line.
No, I'll tell you
all
something.
All the way from the cab of my truck. Shut up, Bill. I'm talking. How you doing, everybody?
Here we go. It's the whole, all right. And this will be the end of the evening.
Hey, Taylor.
I've seen their names written on the bathroom walls. They're Tay-Tay and Wee-Wee in the house.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, listen here. Tyler's out there working right now. Guess where Bill Weaver is? I'm sitting in the kitchen of my house. Comfortable. It's warm in here, Tyler. It's nice. And I'm off for like the next whole week. What do you think about that?
Oh, I got two words for you, Bill. Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
Bah humbug.
We burn.
How is everybody?
Oh, here, I got more.
No,
Brian,
guys,
I can't keep up with the switchboard. Who is this now?
If it's another 423, that's the Stone Creek 4.
Hold on. I'm going to open another line up. I got all your lines open up here. Let's see. Area code 423-426. Who do I have here?
This is Dave Stellard with the Stone Creek Four Band. How y'all doing tonight?
No,
oh, great.
God.
Yeah.
Mute his line. Get him out of there. Mute it.
Hurry up. Mute it.
Now, I got to ask you a question. I got to ask you guys a question. Were you the band that did Knock, Knock, Knock on Heaven's Door the year before last?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I must have listened to that replay a million times. That was, like, so great. Paul Marhoefer was in on that, too, wasn't he, if I remember correctly?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hey, Dave, she's lying because there's only 47 views on that video. There's only 47 views on that video. She's lying.
Everybody.
I'm kidding, Donna.
No, I kept replaying it wherever it was on Facebook or whatever. It was I took the video myself. And I kept.
Why are you hitting me,
Dave? Huh?
Hey, I love you, Tiny. I love you, Tiny.
All right. We're on our way.
Donna, I don't think you realize what you got yourself into, putting Bill Weaver, Taylor Barker, and Stone Creek were on the same mic.
Yeah, well,
we have Manny Joe on the line, too, to keep you guys in line.
Oh, my God. This whole thing just went south fast.
Hey, cut her loose.
Well, listen,
hey, Donna, cut her loose, boys. Cut her loose.
Hey, Donna. I don't usually do this too often, but I'm going to get serious about something. I just want to throw a big thank you out to Tom and Mark and Idella and all you folks that are doing the Truckers Christmas Group. Outstanding job. You guys are doing great things, and as far as I'm concerned, man, I support it 100%. So does Bill, and I'll do anything I can to get you guys' word out there. Like Donna was saying earlier on the platform, you know, all my social media pages and stuff, getting it shared out. The only problem I have is the other day I was sharing it out, and I'm also helping another group, you know, because I think we all should help each other. And I got the names mixed up. So I'm like, you know, check out Truckers Christmas Group, man. They're bringing, you know, goods into disaster areas. And then I tagged one of them, and Tom Kirk texted me. He's like, hey, man, you might ask you a question. I said, no, go ahead. He's like, why do you keep tagging this person? They're not involved in this. I'm like, oh, man, I keep getting y'all's names mixed up.
He managed to confuse Cheryl and me, but that's a whole other conversation that I don't really want to know the answer to.
I'm sorry if you may have to get a bunch of people on call, people walk over each other without meaning to, but one of the great things about trucking out here, and I wish the public that don't drive trucks could see this, is we're all so charitable, by and large. When you get charities mixed up with each other, I think that's an honorable thing. Because it's a testament to prove how much we all support being charitable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's awesome. It's like little girls that come around the truck stop and you're stuck out there on Christmas or Thanksgiving, and they bring you a little care package. It might have a bunch of junk in it that you won't eat or you don't want, but it means so much that somebody thought enough of them. And guys, God bless every one of you for that. God bless the American trucker and the American working man and woman, period. Because it takes all of us. It takes all of us.
Well, we're going to have this to be a record year because there's a lot of people in need, and that's going to bring me to the next topic. Before I go to nominations, which is the next topic, I just want to tell Taylor, because I don't know if you are listening, but you have a lot of Twitter followers, and we were saying we're going to use the hashtag TCGO every time we put something out, and hopefully we can get a big response. I find Twitter to be an enormous tool,
on getting the word out
Twitter.
On things.
I like it better than Facebook.
Yeah. I do, too, at times for certain things, especially when we were doing all that Denim Amendment stuff and, you know, all these, you know, advocacy things, and you put the hashtags on there, it was getting a huge response. So TCGO with the hashtag sign if you want to put tweets out. And I think we can really get a huge response this year. Now, getting into the nominations, let me get over here. To nominate a family, okay, there's certain rules. You have to do it. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mark and Tom and everybody, but you have to go on the page, truckerschristmasgroup.org, and click on Nominate a Trucking Family, and there's rules for it, and the form isn't up yet to do it.
The form will go active on November the 21st. One of the reasons we're trying to promote some of this now, but we're trying to make it clear that the form doesn't go up to the 21st, is we are a small group of drivers that tries to put this all together, and it makes it a little bit easier for us when the nomination window is kind of a little narrower, because we got a lot to do. To paraphrase a famous trucking stop, we got a lot to do and a short time to do with it. All apologies to Jerry Reeves. But the thing is we've got a lot to do in a very short time to do it in, and by stretching it out, trying to get everybody on calls, it's more complicated. So from November 21st to December 11th is the nomination window, and it's very important. If you're going to nominate a family, try to get it done before December 10th.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping they can get it done on the 21st and get them in there.
We would love that if it happens, but there's always that one person who turns it in a day and a half late. And unfortunately, they're a day and a half late, and there's nothing we can do in that circumstance.
I just want to read some of the rules of eligibility for those listening.
Right ahead.
And it's on the page. I'm only going to read the first couple. They must have been employed as a trucker within the last calendar year and have the intention of getting back into the trucking industry. Two, if off due to a disqualifying medical disability but have driven in the previous 3 years, that also qualifies them. If there is a deceased person, they must have been driving and passed away after Christmas of the previous year. So this means that this takes care of the family of a deceased trucker. And you do have to provide proof of employment as a driver and a current or expired CDL if not currently working. And there's a few other things on here, but just go to the truckerschristmasgroup.org, and that's spelled out, truckerschristmasgroup.org, and click on Nominate a Trucking Family right on the top menu. And if you know someone, please, you know, don't be shy, just do it.
And Donna, one thing I'd like to throw in about the nominations. If you're nominating another driver or family, please give us as much information as you can. I mean, the more information we have, the easier it is for us to vet them, make our decisions. I mean, there's no amount is too much, put it that way.
Okay. And do you ever call the nominating family, or can they call you or contact you? Is there back and forth?
We pretty well always call the nominating family.
I meant the people who are nominating the family.
Yes. We speak.
Okay.
We speak to everybody. The people that have been nominated are doing the nominations. Everything.
Okay. Great.
One thing I would like to say, as a nominator on the nomination form, if you choose to remain anonymous to the nominee, you can. But we generally talk to the nominator and the nominee. But again, as Greg said, the more information you give us, don't just say they deserve it. and leave it at that. We need a little information about how, why, where abortion is and what you think. And then we will give you a call and ask you a few questions. But even a family can nominate themselves. You know, it's not unheard of that a wife or a husband or a daughter.
A kid, I think, actually was last year.
We had a 12-year-old kid nominate his father last year. So, and what was so heart-rending about that one is he was willing, his grandpa was going to give him an IOU for Christmas. And he was quite satisfied with that.
Yeah, and the funny thing is we've mentioned Ken Freeman a couple times tonight, and I'm going to throw him under the bus tonight. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. He had a family commitment, allegedly in New Orleans in the French Quarter, and we kind of think that he's out carousing, but he keeps saying he's out to dinner with his wife and his son, but who knows? But in all seriousness.
Now, hey, I want to tell you, I want to vouch for Ken Freeman. That this is Mandy Jo from Idaho. What Ken Freeman is doing right now is extremely, extremely, extremely important. That's all.
Oh, I agree with you. And in all seriousness, is when he says, oh man, I don't know if I can make the call. I got to go out to dinner with my wife and my son. And we're just like, Ken, we're all about family in this group. Family comes first. But when we actually teased him about, we made sense that he was out carousing. I can't repeat some of the messages he sent me, but man, were they funny. But he was like, oh, go ahead. You won't say it on the radio. And it's like, oh, yeah, I would. But in all seriousness, Ken and Susan, when they heard about this, one of the things that Ken told me was no family should have to give their kid an IOU for Christmas. And I thought that was a great quote. And just the other day, him and I were talking, and I found out why. He was that kid. And that's one of the reasons why Ken and a lot of these drivers, I know Mark and I, both when we got into the industry, and this was pre-TCGO, that first year was very difficult or we might even be 2 years in and all of a sudden something came up. And we had a really difficult year trying to provide Christmas for the family. And churches or friends stepped up and really made sure that our kids could have a Christmas. And, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. And that's one of the reasons why we're here, because Bill says this, Taylor says this, I know I've heard Mandy say this, we're a brotherhood. We're a family. And that's what family do. We take care of each other.
Well, I have a possible solution. This Thanksgiving, I think for Christmas time, this Thanksgiving, I'm going to talk politics at the Thanksgiving table. And that should beat out a lot of my Christmas list.
Yeah, I hear you. I try to stay away from that. But
well, I do too, but come Thanksgiving, it's going to save a lot of, look at the money you can save. Look at all the money you can save
Taylor,
at Christmas time.
I want to thank you in advance for your generous donation, even though it means alienating half your family. But thank you very much in advance for that.
Oh, man, no problem.
I
just
got to
say, I got two more quick things to say.
Good.
Two more real quick things to say. Number one is, I love you, Idella. It's because of you that I'm involved in this and learned about this organization. And number two, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
First time I've heard that.
Well, I'm not saying a word, but I will say I would agree with you. But anyway, we're going to leave it right there. Anyway.
But in all seriousness,
I think we need to. I'm going to interrupt. I think we need to get back to the qualifications, the rules and regulations on nominating a family.
I agree with you. So here we go. Well, I think I pretty much went over. You're going to have to. There's a bunch more. I don't know if I should really read them all. This is an important one.
Provide proof of employment with the driver or a current CDL.
Right, got that.
Okay, and you're only eligible one time in a 3-year period.
Mm-hmm. I want to mention.
I'm sorry, Donna.
It's all right, because there's a little delay here. I know that we end up talking all over ourselves, but that it has to be a legitimate. Hold on, I missed it. In other words, it can't be self-induced because of drugs, gambling, alcohol, things like that. So,
poor life choices. Drugs, gambling, alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I mean, that's pretty understood. Of course, a lot of times the family's a product of those poor choices. And, you know, we could have a discussion about that, but I don't think we will. And anyway, so we just go over to nominate a trucking family. You'll see the rules. The little form will be up on the 21st. You fill it out. Then you have a conversation with those within TCGO. And we'll be on our way. And from there, in the meantime, we're going to try to get some funds going. Because to me, $20,000 should be pretty easy with all the truckers. I think most of the work is going to be getting the word out. And I think we can do it.
I would say one other thing. When you make that nomination, the nominee and nominators will receive a free call email.
I can't hear you, Idella.
Okay, we've made it this year and last year that before we make the calls, once you put in the nominations and we're calling the involved participants, we will receive sending out an email before we make the call letting them know that we're going to call.
Okay. Okay, good.
And one of the reasons we do that is, one, they're not surprised. They know a little bit about it. And they don't think we're calling them on behalf of the Nigerian lottery.
Right. Hey, for all those on the line, if you want to ask a question to any of our callers, just click 1 on your keypad, and that kind of like lets me know that you want to be a part of the show. But if you're just enjoying listening and taking it all in, go ahead.
Mandy Jo is having to leave. She has a family commitment she has to go to. But Mandy, we want to thank you so much for participating. And she has just committed to 5 of her CDs for the Christmas store. So I will be working with her and Greg to get that up on the store in the next few days. But Sandy, thank you so much for giving up your time tonight and everything you've been doing. It truly is appreciated.
Hey, no biggie at all. It just so happens to be the same time that this is going on. So we're home and that, you know, stuff is going on. But you guys, thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for
all
you do.
All capital letters, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. But I'll come back and listen to the rest of this because this is all good information that I need to know. So,
oh, well, there's always
the
replay.
Okay?
All right, good night.
Yes, exactly. All right, bye-bye.
I wanted to ask, hey, Taylor, do you have a CD?
Yes.
You do?
I'm going in the studio on the 23rd.
Okay. Can you send me an MP3 to upload on our server to play? Because I try to play everybody's song. You pick the song, whatever one you want to say. You can send more than one. Tonight I'm going to... Bill Weaver, which one you like better, Old School or I'm Rollin'? I have those two on here.
Oh, man, I was like, probably I'm Rollin'.
Okay.
This time of year, yeah.
Okay. And, okay, Taylor, you know where to send it. I don't know if you could send it on Facebook.
Yes.
You can?
I'll send you a message and get your email, but I'm driving right now, so I can't do it tonight.
Okay.
But,
well, I'll just send you a message on Facebook and give you the email, and then you can just, you know, reply.
Okay.
But that'll
be
good.
If I could, real quick, in my circle of friends, several of you guys are on this show tonight, And I want to challenge you, cheap son of a guns, to $20 right now. $20, each one of y'all, to the trucking fund.
All right, I'm going to put in another 20 then, right here, right now.
Well, Taylor, I'll see your 20, and I'll meet it with an additional 5.
There we go.
All right, then I'll match it 5, 25.
I'm not going to put Ellen's name down. I'm putting my name down.
Y'all go talk about that.
There's
money.
$50.
You kicked in. Whoa.
There's $75 right there we just raised just by one conversation. Do I hear 100? And you want to, you other cheap son of a guns? There's $75 we just raised. We keep up like this. Look, we have to send out a donation request.
Right now. Hold on. I can't. I'm multitasking. There we go.
And I'm slightly busy too, because I'm in the process of typing in all my information for the donation. So, but in all honesty, Taylor has been a huge help this year. He's gotten us some items for the store. He's already donated a couple of times. And Taylor truly has been a huge blessing. I mean, really, everybody who's participated. Well, okay, Idella's says I'm going a little strong on that, but a huge help. She said blessing was a little strong.
Don't worry about what I do, Tom. I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it to help out. And, anybody that's donated a nickel has helped out tremendously.
Exactly. And everybody's doing that. And that's the point that I'm getting at is, it's not me, it's not Mark, it's not Idella, it's not Taylor, it's not any one individual. It's the community coming together to make this happen, because one person, they burned themselves out. I mean, Greg, I can tell you, particularly last year, put in tons and tons of hours to make things work. There's just a lot of people that really make this happen because we want and know the importance it has to show a driver that, hey, you may be having a tough time this year, but there's somebody who gives a darn. And that's really what it came down to. We want them to know that they're not alone, because Christmas can be a really dark, lonely place sometimes for people. And this is a way to show them, hey, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you got a bunch of people. Because one of the other things we sometimes do on the calls is we ask a few questions. And sometimes we can refer them to services or maybe help them find a job if they're looking for a new job because maybe their current employer is not the best. You know, we can sometimes suggest the companies, and that's one of the importance of having more volunteers, because the more volunteers we have, the wider knowledge base, sometimes we can help the drivers beyond just the immediate. We can help them the long term as well. And that's kind of one of the things that we do that doesn't sometimes get talked about, but it's really one of the big reasons why we need more volunteers.
Yeah, I think volunteers is one of the biggest thing. Oh, I just want to ask everybody, do we have any football fans out there? Who's rooting for the Alabama-LSU game tonight? Anybody?
I don't think there's any sense just rooting for Alabama.
But that's only on behalf of Ken Barker, because he does have a small bet outstanding on the outcome of the game.
Okay, so I think
Alabama,
it would have.
He lost.
Oh, did Alabama lose?
Well, when I was watching at halftime, LSU had a 20-point lead at halftime.
Oh yeah, you know that doesn't mean anything in with these kind of teams. I don't know. I know I'm rooting for LSU because my son lives in Baton Rouge.
What do you guys think? You mean does LSU actually have a ball team? What did I hear?
LSU 46, Alabama 41, 112 left to go.
What is it, Tom?
Wow.
46, 41, LSU with 112 left in the game.
Oh, my. See, I told you, it doesn't mean it could be anybody's game now. So.
If y'all talk to anybody with LSU, tell them I found half a set of false teeth on the ground earlier. just let me know which one of them it was. I'm out of time.
Well, anyway, I know it's a big game tonight. I'm a big football. I'm a sports nut anyway, but I love football and baseball. And I'm just glad the Miami Hurricanes won tonight also. So,
Donna, where are you located at?
Central Florida. you never heard of the place, I'm sure, but I'll try to think of a town you do know. You know Ocala?
Yeah, my mama lived in Lake Wales for a long time.
Lived where?
Lake Wales.
Oh, I should know where it is. I've been down here long enough, but it's not real close. Ocala is kind of like right in the middle of the state, and we're to the west coast of that near Crystal River. Does anybody ever hear of Crystal River?
No.
Okay, but anyway.
I'm going to Orlando in the morning, so I'm enjoying this weather.
That's 2 hours from us. That's 2 hours. So we're 2 hours north of that. And, anyway, I just thought I'd ask since Twitter's lighting up with this Alabama LSU thing. So I figured, well, I wonder if we got any football fans over here. So if you see tweets on there about New York Mets, the Jets, or the Hurricanes, it's not Alan.
Where is Alan tonight?
He had to go out with his mom. She had to be somewhere tonight. She actually moved in with us about 2 months ago, and that's working out well for all of us because she wasn't capable, you know, of being by herself anymore. So anyway, he took her out tonight.
And that's one of the things that really is important to us here at Truckers Christmas Group is family.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll hear us teasing a few people tonight because they couldn't be here, but it's because they were spending time with their family, and at the end of the day, that's really what matters. So, yeah, we may be giving a few people a little bit of a hard time, but they know we love them deep down.
Right, right.
Yeah,
no, family
I'll
is
tell you
important.
If you think about anything in life, and I was just told, I was on the phone earlier, that's why I come in late this call. Paul Marhofer and I were on a call together. And I told him one thing my dad told me that will stick with me till the day I die. He said, one time, I'll just put this out there. I was late paying a bill, and the guy come to my dad instead of coming to me with it. And my dad just ripped me wide open. He said, "You're carrying my last name." He said,
mm-hmm.
"You're looking bad on a Weaver name doing this." And he told me, he said, "In your life, you go through life." And he said, "When you're born and when you die, if you think about it, you got the same group of people there. You got the people that love you when you're born and the people that love you when you die." And he said, basically the same people. And that thought didn't make no sense back then because I was a stupid kid, you know. But,
right.
That's where it's at. And what I see is what we're doing, like the Truckers Christmas Group and such, it's the same thing. It's the people that love you, the people that want to show some level of respect for what you do and who you are. And I'm just honored to be a part of all this, guys.
I know how you feel. It is. It's a very humbling feeling. I appreciate all you guys. And matter of fact, I'm going to be closing it down. I want to get your song in there. And I want to just make sure, is there anybody on this call that feels we need something we haven't gone over tonight and that we need to say? Or have we covered it all?
I think we've covered it all, Donna, but if I can have about 60 seconds to do a real quick highlight, you know, a quick wrap up, because we were a little scattered tonight. Truckers Christmas Group, what we're out here to do is to raise funds for trucking families that are in need through no fault of their own. They fall on hard times for any one of a variety or multiple of reasons. We raise money through our website and through our online store. And we need three things this year especially. We need people to volunteer. Whether that is something as simple as just sharing what we try to do and encouraging people to support us, to donate items for our store or shop our online store, or to volunteer their time to help vote and to vet some of the calls. Those are probably the three most important things we need this year. And if you have any questions, you can message us online or at media@truckerschristmasgroup.org, and we'll make sure you get to the right person. And then really what we need is keep your ears out. If you see a driver that you discover has fallen on some hard times, starting on November 21st, you can nominate that driver and their family. It's a really simple form. I've actually nominated a couple drivers in my past and chose to remain anonymous. And the funny thing is 5 minutes after they got off the phone with the one driver, he called and goes, "It was you. I know it was you. I have no clue what you're talking about." Yeah, right. I know it was you. But that's right on the website, people. And it's right on the website. But the thing is we were basically brothers, so that's how he figured out it was me. But the point is, if you ask to be kept confidential, you will be kept confidential. They will not release that information. And then starting in, I believe it's December 15th and 16th this year, we will not notify the families if they have been chosen of December, in case they said November by accident, but December 15th and 16th will notify the families. So really what we need is we need people to support by sharing, donating, and nominating families. And it can take as much or as little time as you want. And even a simple $5 donation or more can make a difference. And if you want to make a challenge like Taylor has on a couple of occasions to challenge some of his friends to donate, you know, that's a great way of doing things too. And Taylor, you know, we really appreciate all you do, not just for our charity, but everything out there. And the same goes really for everybody else out here in the trucking community, the trucking music community. You know, we couldn't do what we do without you, so a really heartfelt thanks.
You know, I want to put a shout out to Road Pro right now also. That's a company that gets involved with so much charity work through the year. And I saw their name up here on the sponsors, yep. So I'm assuming they're a big part of this also. And I want to just thank them. They are a sponsor of ours, and I remember asking Kim McDonald, I sent her an email about a year ago. I said, "Man, you guys are in a lot of charities." I said, "What are you involved in?" And she wrote me back, and my, you know, I was like, "Wow, you guys do a lot." So
it's
anyway,
almost easier for RoPro to say what they don't do than what they
right.
do.
Right.
But Road Pro is tremendous on this. I'm going to list a few of them here. And once again, if I forget a sponsor, I apologize. But Road Pro, Pittsburgh Power, Flow Below, Volvo Trucks, Elida, Kevin Rutherford. We've just brought on Trucker's Pick and Backfield this year. You know, all of these companies are just being tremendous with their generosity. And we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, I'm looking here too.
And Greg, if you're still here, if I forgot somebody, please let me know.
Guys, is Ken Freeman in here with us?
Unfortunately, no. He is out having dinner with his family tonight, Bill.
Well, I don't blame him. I'm here fixing to have dinner with my family. I'm actually at the house. So, but I would like to send kudos out to Ken. He's worked tirelessly on this. And so thank you. Ken and Sue Freeman. So, man, it's such an honor to be a part of this. And guys, it's like I said earlier, it may be one of us next year needing help from this very group.
That's right.
So,
you never know. Absolutely.
Always bear that in mind. Life circumstances can change 5 minutes from now. You can be on top of the world and be right underneath it. In 5 minutes. I mean, it's
just
that quick. And,
I just
want to
thank everybody.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm honored. I think it's a testament to the trucking industry and a testament to the working man and woman out here, no matter where you work or what you do for a living. Man, go out here and be proud of what you're doing. When you can help others, if it's with a dollar bill or a $5 bill or $100 bill, do what you can do to help your fellow man. It's America. We're the greatest country in this world. Be damn proud of it. Go out here and do what you can do. Make a difference.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you. And this is for all of you right now.
Well, I was wondering where your live studio audience was, Donna. They were a little behind tonight.
I just want to say, you know who I think of every time I do that? Les Willis, because he cracks up. He cracks up every time we do that. I don't know why. He just finds it funny. But so now every time I play applause, I think of Les. Anyway, all right, guys. I think we're going to wind it down. Thank you so much, everybody. Truckers Christmas Group, and thanks, Tom, for helping me co-host tonight without Alan. And I'm going to do the show closing, and then I'm going to play a song called I'm Rolling by Bill Weaver. And actually, first I'm going to do the Truckers Christmas Group, and then we'll go through the whole spiel here with all my different closings.
Thank you
so much, everybody. You're so awesome. Love you guys.
Love y'all.
Christmas is the time of year when we open our hearts to those less fortunate than ourselves. Many within the trucking community will need a little help this year. You can make Christmas for a fellow driver's family a little bit brighter by helping the Truckers Christmas Group. Visit truckerschristmasgroup.org to make a donation, nominate a family, or buy a gift from the online store. All the proceeds stay within the trucking community. To help with this year's fundraising drive, please visit truckerschristmasgroup.org.
You've been listening to Ask the Trucker Live with Alan Smith. On behalf of Alan and Donna Smith, AskTheTrucker.com, TruckingSocialMedia.com, NorthAmericanTruckingAlerts.com, Blog Talk Radio, and Ask the Trucker Live. I'm J. Michael Collins. Until next time, drive safe and thanks for listening.
Gears, it burned into my soul. Guess you could say that time.